You're listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della, an inside look at entrepreneurship. What makes business thrive and the difference between what succeeds and what doesn't. This is What's the Difference on WTMJ. Now, here's your host, Gina Della.
Welcome to What's the Difference? I'm your host, Gina Della, and alongside me, as always, is Ross Sabaki, which you're going to understand as we go on why he's always by my side. He is the general manager of Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. So what is What's the Difference? Why are we doing this? Well, first of all, I want to thank everybody for joining us on our main voyage of What's the Difference? Some of what the show is going to be is we're going to dive into powerful topics like leadership, coaching, sales strategies, effective management, and the art of motivation. Believe it or not, I'm pretty motivating. Equipping listeners with the tools to thrive both personally and professionally. We also want to engage you, the listener, by inviting topic suggestions and requests. I'm very open to those, ensuring that our content remains relevant to you and meaningful to our audience. This show is inspired by my extraordinary journey as a 60-year-old, I hate saying that, 60-year-old woman, shattering glass ceilings to thrive as an executive in a male-dominated industry. It's a story of resilience, reinvention, and rising above challenges, leading me to become the driving force behind marketing, the face and voice of a powerful brand in Wisconsin, and opening doors to incredible opportunities just like this. Tune in to discover how determination, boldness, and passion can redefine what's possible. This is a story you won't want to miss. So today, for our first day, I want to introduce Ross Sabaki, my co-host, who's actually going to do a little interview of me. He is our general manager at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Well, thank you very much, Gina. It is honestly a privilege to be here. And I think this is a great opportunity for everyone, because they see you everywhere, right? Everybody knows Gina Della from Pella Windows. But what they don't, they just don't know you. And I think this is a perfect opportunity for people to get to know your story and how you got to be where you're at today. So I think that's something, because I have a lot of personal questions. I know your past, but I think there's a lot of little holes that I'd like to fill in as well. Mm. So let's let the listeners know, because I think this is one of the most interesting things about you is where you started before you got into sales and branding and everything else. Where was Gina Della at the very beginning? What did you first do, your first real job?
So stick with us. This is What's the Difference on WTMJ.
You're listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della.
Welcome back to What's the Difference. This segment, Ross is going to be interrogating me.
A gentle interrogation, right? And where we left off is I think our listeners, they're going to want to know is like, where did you start? What was your first real job? Because it's my favorite story of yours.
My first big girl job was being a court reporter.
And what does a court reporter do and entail?
A court reporter. So I was in the depositions where you try to settle out of court. And that is the person that sits there and doesn't talk. And they take down every word that everybody's saying.
Right. Which is interesting with you, right? So you had to sit there, be patient, be quiet, and not say anything. And knowing you so well, and I'm sure other people do too from senior commercials, was it hard for you to do that on a day in, day out basis?
It was super hard. We kicked under the table a lot with the attorneys. you can't say anything.
Well, and what was the funniest thing that you heard when you were doing that?
Oh my God.
Because you had to have some great stories. I have got to imagine of all the different cases that come up, there's got to be some pretty wild ones. And I have to imagine there has to be some pretty funny things where it's hard to contain yourself, right? Doing that position, not being able to say anything.
Okay, you can tell this was not pre-planned. What I specialized in was medical malpractice and high-profile divorces of athletes and politicians. I cannot tell you the stories I heard. Trust me.
So not very many funny ones then.
Well, more shocking, like you spent, how many girlfriends did you have? You spent how much? I remember being 22 years old and one wife's checkbook had $48,000 and she was complaining it wasn't enough for groceries. And I mean, I met people that back then had more money than I'll ever have.
Well, and so how many years did you do that for?
10.
And why did you make the decision to not do that anymore?
Because you started to feel like everybody either got divorced or died of undiagnosed brain tumors, because that's what I specialized in.
Well, and I'm sure that's hard to go home to, right? Because if you start to, it's almost like a police officer. If you see the worst in people all the time, you start to think the worst in everyone that you
mm-hmm.
see.
Mm-hmm.
So then, okay, so you made the decision. So 10 years, that's enough of that. What did you do after that?
I was going to be a stay-at-home mom.
Which, based on your two kids, you did a wonderful job. But what else did you do?
That lasted for 48 hours. And then I wanted, back then, Coach was the handbag everybody wanted. And I wanted a new Coach handbag. And you can't do that if you're a stay-at-home mom for 48 hours.
That's fair.
So then are you going to where I went to my brother-in-law?
Absolutely.
My God.
Well, it's like your first sales job. So that's
then I went from being somebody who doesn't talk at my job to I went to my sister's house for Thanksgiving and asked my brother-in-law if I could sell windows for his window company that was out of his basement in their house in West Dallas.
And how long did you do that one for?
I think I was with him about 18 months.
Yep.
And then I decided I knew better and want to have my own company.
Which is, I think that's important because for me, like knowing you and personally, right, and knowing your story, you have so much drive and determination and passion. And I think you know how things should go and how they should work, and you're willing to put the time and effort into it. I felt like that was the change in you when you're like, okay, it's not going how I expect it to. I know that there's better things out there. There's a better way to do it. And that's, am I correct on that? That's like the point. You're like, I'm going to do it. I can do better.
Oh, my gosh. Correct. That's where I didn't know there's such a thing as a selling process because I had never sold, but I knew there needed to be something. And today we call it the selling process. Mm-hmm. We had nothing.
Yeah. And did you develop your own when you went back that early?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I named different steps, whatever I decided to call them, and followed them for myself. I would bring them an outline into people's homes when I started. It was pretty crazy.
Oh, you mean like an outline? You had like a list of like,
oh, yeah.
I have to do this
yeah.
and this and this and this.
And then I would
yeah.
say to the people, I am following this so that I just don't forget to ask you something important. But really, it was to just learn how to be a salesperson.
And honestly, that's probably something that is really impressive about you that, so yeah, you did that, you really organized, you put the list together, but you take such good detailed notes that I think that's a lot of the success in that you have because you don't forget things. You make sure that you follow back through when you're going through. You care about the person that you're with to ask a lot of questions to understand more about them than they know about you. And that when you said that, putting that list together, that makes perfect sense.
People are interesting, aren't they? I could sit there and listen to them all day.
Absolutely, I would agree, yeah. You couldn't do, right? You can't be a good salesperson and go into someone's home if you didn't care about that other person, right?
Right?
I absolutely agree. You have to like the crazy, the wild, the compassionate, the caring, because that spectrum of customers is so wide, right? Just people are completely different as you go through.
Yeah. And you just don't think about it. I'm like, I never thought I'm going into strangers' house. I never pre-think what I'm doing. I just fly by the seat of my pants. So it's like, well, what if you're in a dangerous neighborhood? What if you're at all the things? And I don't know. I never thought about it. I'm just like, I'm going to sell windows and I'm going to make the money. It's going to be my company.
That's fair. Yeah. Well, and sometimes you're in customer's home, right? You see something, whether it's art on the wall or whatever, they just say some little key word that you back them up because you're interested. You're like, mm-hmm. No, hold on, back off. I have to know about that. What is a statue that's 5 feet that's in the middle of your living room and you can't even see the TV because it's so big? What is that for? Right.
Is it inappropriate on the radio to talk about the naked customers? You've seen everything.
Or the stripper poles in the bedrooms.
The stripper poles
correct.
In the bedrooms, yes.
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 No, I don't think it's inappropriate. We're doing just fine. And Gina, I forgot. There's one thing that you did that we didn't talk about. I was so excited about sales and your brother-in-law. But before that, you worked at Mary Kay, correct?
I did work at Mary Kay. So that was a crazy thing. I had a neighbor who was, when I grew up, she was the Mary Kay lady that always had all the makeup on, and Mary Kay scared me. And I went to college with somebody who was a model, and her mm-hmm. husband's an attorney in Milwaukee, and she invited me to a Mary Kay party and tricked me when she found out I was retiring from court reporting. She was also a court reporter at one time. And tricked me to go to this Saturday event at the Wisconsin Club. And next thing I know, I'm signed up to be a Mary Kay lady. I am a Mary Kay lady. I still can't believe I was Mary Kay Lady. I did Mary Kay for 3 years, and I moved faster than anybody to this day in the history of Mary Kay, getting the free pink Cadillac.
What was your motivation when you were at Mary Kay?
Well, you got a lot of free makeup.
I was looking to exactly. It was either going to be the car or the makeup, but I thought for sure it was the makeup. Listen, you always look nice and you always care about how you look. So that when you first told me the Mary Kay thing, I was thinking, oh, she did that for free makeup. It fits in.
Well, that wraps up first part of our interrogation. And when we come back, the continuation of my interrogation will be my journey into Pella Windows. This is What's the Difference on WTMJ.
You're listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della.
Welcome back to What's the Difference. We're just continuing to talk about where I came from.
Oh, so it's not interrogation anymore. We've moved up. I feel really good, Gina.
We'll see how where this goes if I fall backwards.
That's fair. Well, I think where we left off, right, we kind of touched base on Mary Kay, your brother-in-law, starting your own company. Mm-hmm. So then when you started your own window company, what got you from your own window company to Pella, to me?
A recruiter calling me for months and months and months that I never answered because I thought it was spam or a hacker on my computer is what got us there. And finally, my brother said, well, no, the recruiter finally wrote me an email and in the subject said, Gina Della, would you just accept my phone call? So I had my brother look at it to see if I was getting hacked. And he said, that is the top recruiting company in the United States. I would maybe call them back.
You probably
and
should
see what they want.
Yes.
And so when I called, he said a window company is looking to recruit you. And I said, well, what is wrong with you? I own a window company. Why would I go work for a window company?
And then that got you to Pella.
And that got me to Pella. They sounded really nice. I Kelly Tagey was HR at the time, and I thought, what the heck? My brother said, go listen to what they have to say. And I drove up to Green Bay, which felt like, I'm like, I'm driving
two and a half hours.
She said, we'll reimburse you for your time and your gas. I'm like, you dang well better. I mean, that is two. Who drives up to Green Bay?
Well, you don't have to turn the wheel very much, right? You just go straight.
Right. Trust me. Now I can do it in my sleep, right. Of course. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a real short intro. I mean, because how long have you been at Pella? 11 years.
Right? 11 years.
Right? And
or you, some might say 22, depending what the position is working with me.
I would say 3, but some would say 22.
Right.
So you started really as the general manager.
Yes.
Right? I think you should talk about like that transition, like how you went through and progression in the company. Because you had, right, you came in outside of the company, which doesn't usually happen very much, like especially in an organization when you came in, and you rose pretty quickly, not only by title, but respect. You gained a lot of respect. And then obviously from where your position is now, you know, you became the voice, the pitcher of Pella. Right? That's a huge transition in 11 years. How did you do that?
This is where I'll give everybody hope. I, to this day, don't even know how to do an Excel document, as you know.
Yes, I do.
And I remember in the job interview, them asking me all sorts of questions, and I said, I don't even know how to do Excel. He's like, you'll have people for that. And all these different things. I'm like, I'm not good at numbers. We have a CFO for that. And it just was the craziest interview. Like, what are you looking for? And it was because they needed somebody opposite of what they had. There are 77 Pella locations, and back then we were in the lower end. Let's just say the very lower end. And we were on escalation for our second year, and they needed to hire somebody who was going to bring them out of escalation in 9 months, or they were going to lose that segment of the business. And when I found that out, I was here for 16 weeks, and I'm like, I am giving up my window company.
Successful.
My successful window company, and we might lose this whole thing. And I don't even know what I'm doing. And so that was where it came from. And it was really, they were looking for somebody who had selling skills. It wasn't about metrics. And to this day, I still, I mean, obviously metrics are super important, but that's not how I run from my gut.
Yeah, your success is not driven from staring at screens, looking at metrics. Yours is building personal relationships. I mean, that just of knowing you all these years, that's what I would say your success is from. And one of the things, so our owner of the company, he told me one thing about you one time. He said, the thing I love about Gina Della the most is she gets up every morning, no matter what, and she thinks, how can I be better? And that thought process that you have, you deliver that to your entire team, right? Of like, how can I make them better? And not how can I make them better performance, but how can I make that individual better so they're more successful at their job, more happy in their life? That's a lot of your success. It really is that community, you know, how you do that and build that relationship between your team. So,
well, that's really nice to say. And mm-hmm. I feel like when we're in customers' homes, how can we make them better? What can we do for them? It's, you know, I always tell people, I don't know how long it takes you to save or to make $1,000, but how long does it take you to save it?
Correct.
And that's what we're usually touching with, you know, when we're in customers' homes, and we need to do it right when we're there. Well, so I mean, hope I bring it there too.
Yeah, and you do. And I think, right, that is our company value, right? Do the right thing. Mm-hmm. We're always doing what's right for the customer, which is sometimes it's not selling anything. Sometimes the right thing is telling them, hey, you don't need new windows.
Right.
I mean, that's how it works. So, yeah. Yeah. So, well, thank you for your time and your 11 years. But what I wanted to do too is, can I bring back? I wanted to go through, when I look at and I think about, my perspective is different, right? That's why, you know, we brought you in. You have a different perspective, something that we didn't have. You're right. We were kind of on a one path track. We've been doing it for so long consistently. So we stayed with that. But you brought a different perspective in. And I think, and I just think back of after training so many different people, is it's really had to be very hard for you to come into the industry. Even if I go back to your first job that you were, you owned your own company, being a female, going into, right, you're all the different installation, you know, installers, most of them are men, going into the home, right? So a lot of people would look at that and they would think, well, does she even have any experience? I doubt she even knows about windows. Probably doesn't know how to install a window.
Everybody. I was literally the first female-owned replacement window company in the United States for my first 10 years. And everybody was male. But the difference, what I did was I studied every single thing, and we didn't have Google. It's not like it is now. So I went into homes. I mean, what I did was I used my mother-in-law's home, which was an older home in New Berlin, and she's a nurse. So while she was at work, I would pretend I needed windows. And I would call every window company from the Yellow Pages that I thought was reputable, because you also didn't see a lot of TV commercials like you see now.
Yep.
And that was how I learned. I took what I liked, what I didn't like. I listened to the terminology. I asked questions. And I just will never forget my first week. I sold 3 projects and went to the manufacturer, a vinyl manufacturer, and they were literally talking about me as I walked in the door, saying, oh, I think she's coming in today. Supposedly she sold. I heard all of this. She sold something. Must be in between doing her nails and eating bonbons. And you'll get to know how sassy I am. You know how sassy I am, but the listeners will get to know how sassy I am. And trust me, I responded. And I handed the 3 contracts. And that first year I earned a free trip for 2 to Aruba.
You were very successful, Yeah, and you can't tell us how you responded because we are on the radio.
It's HR inappropriate.
Correct. Which is my second job, right? HR appropriate is making sure, like, getting you on track and keeping you on point.
Coming up next, we're going to close out our maiden voyage. This is What's the Difference on WTMJ.
You're listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della.
Welcome back to What's the Difference with Gina Della and Ross Sabaki. I think now we're going to talk about, why am I doing a radio show? And I'm excited. I have been asked so many times, how did I get where I am? How do you do this in a man's world? How do you overcome this? How do you overcome that? And I've trained across the country to different Pellas. I've been asked to speak at different events. And why not do a radio show, especially on WTMJ, number one station? Why talk about all the listeners? Look at all the people we can help. I am super excited, alongside Ross, to share how you train, how do you overcome these obstacles and hurdles, and give specific examples of what we did.
Yeah, I think that was the idea, right, is to be able to, just like you said, share with the listeners of some of those, but take it down to almost to the granular level, right? It's, I think a good one is, how do you build a relationship with a team member, Because, I mean, that's a hard one because it's a fine line sometimes, right? I need to build a connection with that person, but sometimes we get concerned, like, I don't want to be too close because I want to make sure that I'm treating everyone equally and I'm being consistent across the board. You know, I think it just is a good example of some of the things we want to touch on. Or how do you onboard? How do you spend that time to onboard the person so that they capture the information and they're retaining the information as we're going through? Right down to the point, like you and I have talked about too, right? How do you hire the right person?
Right.
So we're not training multiple people.
Right. Mm-hmm. And what resources are used and tools that are out there that you just don't know what you don't know. And we are so excited to share that with everybody and also have people reach out to us with questions that and struggles that we can hopefully help with.
Well, I think a big thing, too, is because of how good you are at building relationships, that's not just internal with our peer groups, right? You do a great job of building relationships outside of this industry. And I think that's one of the great things that you'll be able to bring to people is bringing some of these people in here to give their perspective, right? Because I think we all grow when we have a lot of different perspectives from different people. And I think that's one of the things that the listeners are going to really like what you can provide and bring to them.
Yeah, we're going to have a variety of guests from all different walks of life.
Correct. Yes. And
That was a sassy laugh.
Listen, I know Gina and I know the relationship. She builds fantastic relationships. And sometimes some of the people she brings in, I'm like, I swear that's her sister coming in. It's like two people at the same time. So what I said is we should make sure that like we start the show and it's you guys start from ground one. The first time you see each other, then we turn the mics on because I think it's going to be pure magic right from the get-go.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
Well, I want to thank everybody for listening to our first show of What's the Difference? And we're going to be back at the same time next week right here on WTMJ.